Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing, will your ex forget you? Ask yourself this. I provide audio coaching for breakup recovery, trying to get an ex back, attracting someone new, and life coaching. Visit www.dateme.tips for more details. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing, will your ex forget you? Ask yourself this. So if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, you're probably concerned that they might forget you. In today's podcast, I'll be giving you three questions to ask yourself, which will allow you to better understand the likelihood of your ex-bedumper forgetting you. So let's get straight into this, and question number one to ask yourself is, can you remember people from your past? Now, when I want you to ask yourself this question, I want you to think about it deeply. Can you remember people from your past that not only you loved, but those that you didn't love? Now, what do I mean exactly by this? Well, first of all, can you remember the people that you loved? Of course you can. I'm sure there's not going to be a situation where you are maybe flicking through some photos and you see someone, you think, oh my gosh, I actually forgot them. You know, I did love them once upon a time, but I totally forgot who they were until I was reminded by seeing this photo. You know, I do not believe that seeing someone that you love is anybody that you ever have forgotten. You will always remember them. Now, that is something very important to consider, because if you and your ex-bedumper loved one another, that should give you the hope and the understanding that they are not going to forget you. When we consider that you might remember people that you loved but you haven't seen in many, many years, then why on earth would your ex-bedumper forget about you if you were dumped a few months ago? Now that is the example of if you know that they loved you, if you know that you loved them. However, you might say to me, well, I don't even know if they really did love me. Maybe they didn't. Maybe they never really loved me at all. That's why they could forget me. And this is why I said, when I first suggested you ask yourself a question, can you remember people from your past, to consider not just those who you loved, but those people who you didn't. Now, of course, you would have seen and met probably thousands, millions of people across your life, and you're not going to remember every single one of them that you didn't love. But we're not speaking about any old person that you didn't love, someone that you just walked by in a shop and had a few words with. No, we're speaking about people who you may not have loved, but you shared a lot of experiences with. And the example I like to give is back in your school days. Now, this might be just 5, 10 years ago, depending if you're someone who's 18, 20 years old or so or whatnot, or it could be many, many decades ago if you're somebody listening to this and you're in your 70s. It doesn't really matter. The concept is the same. Now, I want you to think back to your school days, probably right back to your primary school days, your elementary school days, back when you were probably 6, 7, 8 years old, that type of time. Now, can you remember anybody that you spent time with back then who wasn't actually a best friend? Not someone who you still speak to now, but someone who, when you left school, when you left that primary school, when you left that elementary school, maybe you never saw them again since. Perhaps you saw them a little bit throughout high school, but then you never spent any time with, you never spoke to again. Can you remember? Can you think of anybody's name, anybody's face? Can you remember those people? Now, I'm going to say you can. And you didn't love those people. They're not your best friends. They're not somebody you spend time with now, but you can remember them. Now, if you can remember someone who you didn't love many, many years ago, many, many decades ago, potentially, if you can remember that person, if you can remember someone that you haven't seen in so many years and you didn't love, and you still remember them now, if you remember that person, then how on earth could you or your ex forget one another who was part of each other's life story? Irrespective if you wonder whether or not they truly, really, genuinely loved you, you were certainly part of each other's life story. You were part of their life story. They were part of your life story. That can't be altered. That can't be changed. That can't be doctored. That can't be altered. You will always be drawn together when either of you think about your life as a whole. Now, I believe they probably did love you. I can't guarantee that, of course, but I would say that most people in romantic relationships do get to the stage of loving one another. And sadly, they lost romantic emotional attraction. Sadly, they became your ex-dumper. It doesn't mean that they never loved you. Now, you might question that. You might say, well, they treated me so badly. How could they have ever loved me? But I would challenge that and say I'm sure at one time they did. And therefore, as we said earlier on, you can absolutely remember people in your life who you loved. So they definitely will remember you. They definitely will never forget you. But even if we just play into this theory that they didn't even really love you, we've also just proved that you can look back to your school days, whether it's high school, primary school, elementary school, it doesn't matter what it is. If you're thinking back years and or decades, back to a time where you can remember people who was part of your life, you saw them a lot of times because you shared the same class with them at school, but you didn't love them, but you still remember them to this day. If you remember those people, then of course your ex-dumper will remember you. Of course your ex-dumper will never forget you. And that's the point. When we consider the question, will your ex forget you? In my opinion, your ex-dumper will never actually forget you in the regard of literally forgetting who you are. Now, of course, there is different aspects to the question of will your ex forget you? And as we go through today's podcast, we're not just going to be speaking about the literal sense of whether or not they could forget you, because I don't think they can. I do not believe your ex-dumper will ever forget you, whether they loved you or whether they didn't. But as we move forward through today's podcast, we're also going to be speaking about the conceptual sense of, okay, they won't literally forget who I am, but will they forget about me, put me to one side and move forward and find someone new to be part of their life with them instead of me? Someone new to date, someone new to get into a relationship with instead of me. That's what we're going to be focusing on as we move through today's podcast. But in essence, will your ex forget you? No, I don't believe they ever will in a literal sense. So now let's get into point number two and the second point of today's podcast. Please like this video if you're watching on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. And question number two to ask yourself is, would you marry yourself? Now that might sound somewhat of a random question to ask yourself, but I want you to do it. Would you marry yourself? Would you do it? Now you might say, well, look, I'm not the type of person to ever want to get married and neither is my ex. But look, please put that to one side and go with me on this. You know what we're saying here. It doesn't matter whether you or your ex are the type of people who would ever actually want to get married. Let's just go with the concept that one day you might. Most people who love one another get to the stage where that is a serious thought. Maybe you never actually want to do that for whatever reason. Maybe they don't either. But a lot of people do. And whether you do or whether you don't, I want you to go with me on this. And let me know in the YouTube comments. Would you marry yourself? Now, if the answer is no, then you need to be asking why. Why wouldn't I marry myself? What is wrong with me? And you can really have an idea of what type of things you need to work on. Because if you wouldn't marry yourself, then why on earth would your ex-dumper want to come back to you in a relationship? Now, we've already discussed how they're not actually literally going to forget you, but are they going to forget about you in the regard of finding a new romantic partner? Well, that will somewhat depend on this question, I believe. Ask yourself, would you marry yourself? If the answer is no, then why do you expect them, your ex, to want to come back to you in a relationship? Whether or not you was ever going to get married is irrespective. Would you marry yourself? If the answer is yes, then that is a very good sign that your ex-dumper might also see those positive traits that you see in yourself and one day want to reconnect. If the answer is no, then you need to be working on things. Now, here's a caveat. There's always going to be a situation where maybe you're someone who has a high opinion of yourself, but your ex-dumper doesn't view it that way. Or perhaps it's the opposite. Maybe you're always down on yourself and your ex really liked you, but you don't like yourself. There's always going to be those kind of ups and downs that we have to consider regarding this question. But by and large, it's a good one for you to ask yourself and also to consider about your USP. Now, if you don't know what a USP is, a USP stands for unique selling point. And a USP is generally connected to business. a business will have a USP, a unique selling point, what separates them from different businesses within the same niche, their competitors. What is their USP? Why would someone buy their products and not a competitor's? Often it's down to the USP. Now we, as people, have USPs as well. We all have USPs, we are all individual. But the strength of our USP is going to differ. And you need to consider, what is your USP? What makes you stand out from a crowd? Why did your ex get into a relationship with you in the first place instead of someone else? Sadly, now they've ended that connection, but your USP will still stand. You might need to strengthen it, you might need to work on it, but it is still there. Consider what it is and think about what you can do to make yourself the best possible option so your ex-badumper doesn't quote-unquote forget you. Remember, this isn't in a literal sense. They're not going to forget you in a literal sense, but they might forget you in the way that they want to focus on making a new connection with someone new. Now, what can you do to enhance yourself, grow, and become a better person today than you were yesterday, and a better person tomorrow than you are currently today? That is all about becoming a version 2.0 of yourself. It's what I promote. This is where you can increase the chance of one day getting your ex back. But even if you don't, you can find someone even better, because if you enhance yourself, grow, become that better person, you will grow your attraction net and be able to attract more people than you were originally when you officially and originally got with your ex in the first place. So you can surpass the concept of trying to get an ex back and find someone even better. So please don't be fearful, but it's still an important question to ask and consider and work on. Would you marry yourself? Let me know in the YouTube comments. Now, if you would like advice and support about how to try and increase the chance of one day getting your ex back, then you may want to consider my audio coaching service, where me and you can speak one-on-one about your unique specific situation. Go to my website, www.dateme.tips, for more information about how I can become your coach and your teammate via my audio coaching service. So now let's get into point number three and the final point of today's podcast about, will your ex forget you? Ask yourself this. And question number three to ask yourself is, are you growing as a person? And this is really connected to what we've just been speaking about within question number two. Sometimes it's not just about being remembered from the relationship, but it's also about standing out and being remembered in any random future interaction you might have. So although this is somewhat connected to what we spoke of in point number two, question number two, this is different. This is about growing as a person so you are an enhanced version of the person that they remember. So let me just break this down. This isn't just about them looking back and remembering you as someone who they want to date in the future. No, this is about if you and your ex were to bump into one another, if you and your ex were to cross paths, if your ex was to view your social media, if your ex were to speak to a friend of a friend, are they going to see, feel, hear, understand your growth? Now, there is a difference there. It's one thing getting an ex back on the basis of what they remember about you. And let me be clear, that can absolutely happen. There are many instances that I have heard of where nothing other than my version of a no contact rule has pulled an ex-badumper back into someone's life. And on that basis, they literally had nothing to go on other than the memories of their ex. They had no idea if they had grown, if they had moved forward in a positive way. There was no connection in any way until the ex-badumper reached out. However, there are instances where a dumper may have an opportunity to get a feeling and an idea about what their dumpy is doing right now. Perhaps a friend of a friend passes on information, even if they say they're not going to. Listen, dumpies, a friend of a friend can't be trusted if they say to you, hey, I'm not going to say anything to your ex-badumper. Don't believe them. You know, always imagine if you're speaking to a friend of a friend, always imagine your dumper is standing behind them, because anything you say is likely to be passed on. But I digress. Maybe it's a friend of a friend. Perhaps your ex-badumper has seen something on social media. Or maybe there has been a random future interaction where you bump into each other, perhaps. And they see with their own eyes how you look. They hear with their own ears how you sound. And they get that vibe of how you are as a person by the way you come across. And this is where you need to ask yourself that third and final question from today's podcast. Are you growing as a person? Because if the answer is no, I'm not growing as a person, well, you can't blame your ex-badumper if they do, quote unquote, forget you and find someone who they believe is even better. Can you really blame them if you were just standing still or maybe even regressing? I don't think you can blame them, because if they were to bump into you and you are a shadow of the person that they actually dumped, then why on earth are they going to think, I actually want to get back with my ex? They're not. They're not going to think that. So if you feel that you have regressed since the breakup, and listen, a lot of people have gone through the grind, and unfortunately, especially at first, there's going to be that negative feeling, that feeling of not being good enough, the self-esteem dropping, and maybe you just can't be bothered to push forward. That's natural, but you need to make sure that you get out of this funk as quick as you can. You can't be stuck in this negative mindset holding you back like you're in a swamp. You can't do this, because if you live your life in that way, you won't improve. You will actually be worse than the person that they dumped, and they're not going to come back to you. So you need to, although you're going through the grind, you need to stand up, you need to be proud, and you need to live your life to the full. And that's why if you ask yourself a question, are you growing as a person? Am I growing as a person? If the answer is no, then you need to start. And if the answer is yes, well, that's great. But please don't think the job's done. You must keep going. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.